From Spark and Anvil and Climate Quest, this is Thaw, in Chapter 1 of the Climate Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Thaw was a round little Arctic fox tween with thick cream fur and a small brass thermometer tied to her tail. She lived up where the ground had been frozen solid for longer than anyone could remember, the permafrost. And she loved to press her paw to the cold earth and feel it. Two kids came trudging up the snow to find her, looking worried. "Thaw," one said, "we heard the frozen ground is melting, and it's going to let out a bunch of carbon, and everything's doomed." Thaw sat them both down in the snow, calm as a still morning. "Let's actually understand it," she said. "Understanding is how we stop being scared and start being useful. Come feel the ground." "For a very, very long time," Thaw said, "this ground has been frozen, and frozen ground is like a giant freezer. All the old bits of plants and living things that fell here ages ago got locked in the cold before they could break down. So the freezer's been holding a lot of carbon, tucked away, quiet, for thousands of years." She pressed a small paw to the earth. "Now, as the world warms up a little, some of this frozen ground begins to thaw. And when the old plant pits in it unfreeze, they slowly break down, the way anything does once it's out of the freezer. That breaking down lets out a little of the carbon that was locked inside." "And the carbon warms things more?" a kid asked. "A little more, yes," said Thaw, "which can thaw a little more ground. That's called a feedback loop, where a change feeds back and nudges itself along."
"That sounds terrible," the kid whispered. "It sounds serious," Thaw corrected, gently. "Not the same thing. A loop is not a doom. A loop is just a pattern, and patterns are exactly the kind of thing people can understand, measure, and get ahead of. Scientists watch this ground closely. They measure the thermometer readings, they track the carbon, they build it into their plans. It's one of the reasons we work to keep the whole world from warming too much, because we understand this loop, and we'd rather not lean on it." She tapped her little tail thermometer. "The scary version says, it's hopeless, it feeds itself, give up. But that's not what a scientist sees. A scientist sees a thing worth watching and worth acting on. Panic freezes you. Understanding lets you move."
The kids looked at the cold ground with new eyes. Not as a ticking bomb, but as a thing with a knowable pattern, watched over by people who measured it and planned around it.
"Here's the part the scary story leaves out," Thaw added, brightening. "Feedback loops run both ways. The warming loop is real, but so is the human loop. Every bit of carbon we don't let out keeps the ground a little colder, which keeps a little more carbon frozen, which, you see, small good actions feed back too. The very same kind of loop can work for us if we understand it well enough to use it." Thaw watched the two kids trudge back down the snow, no longer hunched and frightened, but upright, curious, asking each other questions about thermometers, and a warm, settled contentment spread through her thick cream fur, easy and glad. That was the whole of her work, and she loved it, not to frighten anyone about the thawing ground, but to hand them the calm, sturdy comfort of actually understanding it. A frozen secret, slowly told, a loop that could be watched and answered. There was nothing hopeless in it once you saw it clearly, and seeing it clearly, she knew, felt not like dread, but like the quiet, grounded steadiness of a small fox who trusts that understanding is always, always better than fear. "Not a doom," she murmured to the cold, impatient ground. "Just a pattern, and patterns we can work with."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Thaw. released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.